Last week we said that we have to have a goal to get there. And afterwards I thought, did I say we? Did I emphasize the we? Because it's the we who have to conceive it, the we that for power is so threatening. Not the we of a single rally, but the we of ongoing meeting to fashion together this goal and to live the achieving of it. And shall I state the obvious and say that we're seeing this in Ukraine today? Young and old together, uniting to maintain a protest camp of those who see that it's in living the change we want to be ongoingly that we create a whole new society. It's called being alive. It's what we do when we refuse the ways of rule, of rank, of elevation of the few, those vampire-like shadow statesmen, and listen rather to the true authority, our earth, our bodies, the ancestors who are calling, be free, and embrace the certainty that the way of rank will no longer be the legacy to our children that we choose to leave. How do we start? We need someone to gather the actual, objective facts of our situation as commoners. Automation, resource exhaustion and depletion, death of our common oceans. Present the objective case that work, as we've been conditioned to accept it, is fading away. Explain that it, in any case, reduced whole human beings to functionaries, and that the species can't grow when most are made to let go their leadership capacities. Then we need to convene the children and youth, we elders who support them, and begin a conversation about work and why we're here, and realizing the authentic dreams of the ancestors. We could call it FYI for youth independence, the FYI campaign for independence from the drag of rank, or we call it Felicity. Freedom is establishing leisure in collaboration with youth. Whatever we call it, that's what it is. It's what we have the right to, because we're here to live. Life furthers life. These guys have invaded our homes, our hopes, our heads. They've destroyed our peace and our right to live free. It's time for their regime to end. Like my sisters in Ukraine breaking up the concrete, so are we. So are we.